The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Tomorrow, there's new legislation being brought before Seanan Éireann. It's making it a legal requirement for pornography sites to ensure that those under 18 cannot access pornographic material. Failure to do so on their part would then result in financial penalties under the proposed measures. Well, Ronan Mullen, independent senator, is proposing this legislation, and I'm delighted to say that he joins me in studio now. Senator, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Mandy, for having me on the show.
Now, before we get into what you're proposing, maybe just give us a description of what the current situation is and the enormity of this problem.
Well, I think the current situation is that it's the Wild West. You know, we hear a lot, and there is increasing, I think, concern, not just among parents, but among people in society generally, about the whole impact of social media, of digital resources, smartphones and all the rest of it on young people. And we hear about bullying, we hear about the self-esteem impact, young girls maybe in particular, but also young boys, the stuff that can go on. And I suppose at the sharp end of the harm there is pornography. I was looking at statistics from Britain, you know, children on average are exposed to pornography as young as 13 years of age. 38% of children there would of persons between 16 and 21 would report basically coming on pornography by accident. The porn industry is huge. It is powerful. It's worth 100 billion worldwide. It's worth 13 billion in the United States. And it's interesting that in an age when we talk clearly about age verification, for example, if you are indeed identity verification, if you want to, you know, book a flight or if you want to basically get a bank account, it's not unknown for you to have to put up, let's say, your passport and even to have a selfie with it, etc., etc., for a visa or something like that. We've been more tentative about that when it comes to restricting access for young people to pornography. And I think there's a lot that needs to be done. Should be said that Commissioner na Meán under the Online Safety Act is charged with coming up with a code, and it has come up with a code, and it talks about age verification being a requirement. Not clear how strict they are about the level of age verification. I've been reading through it. I'd be a bit unhappy with that, and also be a bit unhappy with the fact that they only really cover organisations whose EU headquarters is in Ireland, like Twitter or YouTube or so on. Now, the EU itself has moved a commission in recent times on the bigger video platforms, that where they have a user base of at least 45 million users. So stuff is starting to happen, but I would say this needs direct criminal legislation for it to have teeth.
Yeah, and it is happening at a macro level, if you like, you know, with the European Union bringing in all of these types of regulations. Yeah. Putting their arms around the regulatory side of things. Yes. One might argue that all of this is a little bit too late. You know, the horse is already bolted, but we'll come to that in a second. Yeah. This specific piece of legislation that you're putting forward, what exactly are you proposing and what stage is it at?
Yeah, well, it's only at the very beginning stage. I introduced it in the Seanad last week. That's a formality. So it gets its second stage debate tomorrow. I don't know how the government will respond to it, but invariably, you know, private members' legislation doesn't travel anywhere fast. In many ways, what I'm doing is putting this out there and saying, we need direct criminal legislation in Ireland that puts a clear legal obligation on those who purvey pornography, wherever they are, to ensure strict age verification. And they will have committed a criminal offence if they fail to do that. Now, I'm encouraging people and listeners, please get on to your TDs and senators and the minister. Say, yeah, this needs to happen. You know, this pornography is ruining young people's lives, wrecking their brains. And associated with so many issues like the violence of men towards women and so on. You don't need me to get into the detail, I imagine.
No, absolutely. And we're a lot, you know, we're very well aware of it. We've been speaking a lot about domestic violence on the programme all this week, unfortunately, and it comes in all guises. But there's a lot of regulatory ambition out there, and there's a lot of fines already for these platforms and stuff. So what specifically do you think is going to make this piece of legislation different from all the stuff that is out there but isn't working, in your view?
Well, first of all, there's very little out there. I mean, it is starting to happen. But I mean, for example,
do you not think the transposition of the EU regulations at domestic level is happening?
It's happening, but slowly. And as I said, I don't think it goes far enough. I mean, I am worried about commissioning the man. Like, for example, they talk about they're much more direct, I notice, about other stuff that is under, like, obviously, naturally enough, anything that would promote terrorism or violence and so on. They don't seem to see, in my view, the children accessing pornography as a form of child abuse.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think that specificity isn't there?
I think there's a couple of reasons. I do think that there is a fear of litigation, and there is also the kind of the libertarian argument that, you know, pornography, you know, and by the way, my bill doesn't in any way address what adults might do. That maybe calls for
this is just under 18s.
So but it is a problem, and you know, the evidence clearly shows that the porn industry wants to get people young. They want to get them addicted, and people who become addicted have unhappy lives. And so it isn't just the person themselves, it's the persons who are affected then by their behaviour, the violent attitudes towards women, the need for ever more extreme pornography in order to, you know, get where you were before, etc. The whole thing is quite horrible. Why hasn't there been much to date? I think there has been this fear of interfering with people's, you know, freedom to contract for whatever they want. And I think, as in so many areas in society, we talk a lot about children's rights, but very often we only really start to push children's rights once the adults have got what they want first. And that worries me across a range of different policy areas. I definitely think that is a reason why we haven't got, to grips with this to date. There's also a sense that, oh, you can't police this anyway. But the reality is you can. I mean, what you're aiming to do is to make sure that in general, children won't have this push.
And how would you hold the companies to account on this?
Well, my view would be, and you know, we'll have to talk this through the extent to which it's achievable, but my view would be that if you are a company that purveys, let's say Pornhub, which has been described as the YouTube of the pornography world, that if you put up pornography online, it is your legal obligation to ensure age verification of a strict kind. And if you fail, and by the way, what my bill doesn't do is required that people give their details then to Pornhub. The bill sets up that the minister, in this country, the Minister for Media, can designate the type of documents that would satisfy the age verification requirement, but also then can designate that third parties could provide an age verification service. And my point is,
because that's quite important. I mean, children are very adept at navigating the online systems anyway would quickly find their ways through if they wanted to.
Yes, and look, there are people, for example, who will use VPNs to hide their location. So how does an international purveyor of pornography, you know that this person is located in Ireland, and therefore for the age verification to kick in? Frankly, those are issues that need to be solved.
In the detail of the legislation.
Exactly, and we have five stages in legislation in the Shannon, in the Dáil, if we were to get it going.
But the point is,
if you could hit the generality of it and just make sure it's not a common experience for people to encounter it.
Look, you must have a sense of the type of political support you might get from this. You know, we are hearing all week in the Dáil, Michael Healy-Ray very passionately spoke about online trolling during the week and what TDs are subjected to. So in relation to this, have you kind of sought have you campaigned?
Yes.
Are you sensing that you're going to get a government support opposition support on it?
Well, first of all, it's a very good sign that three of the Fianna Fáil senators have co-sponsored the bill: Éireann McGreehan, Dermot Wilson and Aidan Davitt, along with my fellow independents, Gerard Crothwell, Sharon Keoghan, Michael McDool. So I think anybody I've spoken to has said, yes, this is welcome, this needs to be talked about. Invariably, governments will say, I would be very surprised if the government opposed my bill, but as a private member's bill, getting time, and with an election coming up in October, I have to be realistic about the timescale for getting direct legislation. I also want, though, the government to know a regulatory body like Commission de Meon can only do so much. Codes of behaviour and fines, fine, let them do their work, and we'll see do they actually force the companies into requiring age verification. But what about the ones that's fine for the Twitters and so on, but what about the ones whose headquarters is not based in Europe? We need to be brave in this country, say we need criminal law. You face jail or fines if young people succeed in accessing pornographic material online because you didn't do strict age verification.
You're
That's
talking
where we
about
need
the
to
ones
the
who are headquartered here in Dublin,
well, the
in
ones
Ireland.
Who are, the ones who are headquartered here in Dublin face the rules now being brought in by Commissioner de Meon.
So who are you talking about?
Oh, sorry, you were talking, they have listed a number of them. So you're talking about the Facebooks, where the EU headquarters in Dublin, the Facebooks, the Twitters, the YouTubes. these are, you know, basically platforms on which people can put up and view videos. So they that is covered. But what is not covered are other websites which may or may not be based in Ireland or indeed in places in Britain or England. There is some European legislation that is now trying to curb the larger ones, as I said, but there's a whole gap there that requires a direct piece of legislation in Ireland, criminal law. And as JFK said, let the word go out, or let the word go forth. This is not going to be tolerated. We are going to police this.
And is that really what you're doing here? Because as you said, we're kind of in the dying days of this government. We're the last week of this stall term. A lot of people don't think there'll be anything beyond the budget when they do return back. So you're just trying to get a sense of where people are at. Is there something you'd like to see happen with those companies beyond this if the legislation's not coming in, the ones who we do have based here?
Well, I would encourage people to contact Commissioner Mion because to ensure the strictest possible rules on age verification. As I said, I think they're a bit vague in places. They talk about age verification, but then they seem to use that could be age estimation. I'm not sure that they're really going for it. So I think people should lobby Commissioner Mion. They also have a media services code which they have up for consultation, and that touches on this issue too, because that would deal with the likes of streaming services and so on. So I would ask people to lobby Commissioner Mion, CNAM.ie. But I would also like people to start pushing their politicians that, you know, it should be in the next programme for government, that there will be Irish legislation, criminal law. One could even look at civil liability. In some states in America, for example, in Texas, they have brought in laws on this where if there isn't age verification and if children access porn as a result, that there is civil liability towards the parents of those children. You know, would we be as adventurous as that in Ireland? We bloody well should be.
You mentioned Commissioner Mon a couple of times. Yes. Do you have faith in them? Are you confident in them? Or are you a little bit critical of?
I want they deserve a chance because this is all very early days, but I'm not liking the fact that it's not as clear cut what age verification is, and that, you know, now in fairness, they do say, because they're following the European directive, they do say that merely asking a person to you know, self-declare their age, that wouldn't meet the test. So I'm not saying they're doing nothing here.
But you just want more
clarity. I don't think it's sharp enough. And in any event, all they can do fines and hefty fines, but there is a criminal element to this. We should see if you're putting up porn online, we should see if you're doing that without ensuring that children can't access it, you're engaged in a form of child abuse.
Senator, look, before I let you go, you just said something there that there was an election in October.
Well, it could be.
Yes, you don't know anything.
No, I don't have any insights. But the fact that they brought forward the budget by a week and so on, I don't think there's anybody that would be resting on their laurels that there won't be an election until the new year.
Okay, well, listen, for the moment, we'll have to leave that there. We wish you well with the progress of your bill. Independent Senator Ronan Mullen.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.